Let's make this a year of action.
Since Tuesday's speech before Congress, President Obama has repeated his determination to fight the income gap between rich and poor Americans and to boost the beleaguered middle class.
It's time to restore opportunity for all people. The idea that no matter who you are, if you work hard and live up to your responsibilities, you can make it if you try. Wherever I can take steps to expand opportunity for more families on my own, I will.
Already, Mr. Obama has ordered a hike in the minimum wage for federal contract workers. His use of executive authority is provoking a strong reaction from Republicans, including Congressman Paul Ryan, who described the Obama presidency as, quote, increasingly lawless.
I am concerned about this trend, such as what he said at the State of the Union, that if Congress doesn't give me the law I want, I'm going to go do it myself. That's effectively what he said. That is not the way our Constitution works.
Republicans say instead of resorting to unilateral action, the president needs to embrace bills already passed in the House of Representatives, like a measure to improve worker training. Congresswoman Susan Brooks.
The Skills Act would consolidate the dozens of job training programs on the books and put the focus on programs that work, programs that actually lead to jobs.
But only a small percentage of bills passed by the Republican-led House are approved by the Democratic-led Senate and vice versa. The president has no choice but to act on his own when possible, says Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid.
During the years I've been the leader of the Senate, Mr. President, there's been more than 470 filibusters conducted by the Republicans. Is it any wonder that the president's going to do some things administratively because of the logjam that we have here?
Even so, there could be some bipartisanship this year. House Republicans are considering a set of limited proposals to reform America's immigration system, a central element of President Obama's agenda since coming to office. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Today I'm here with leaders from business,